Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Spirit of America Party and the Spirit of America Party book. Oh, they're getting a lot of global warming up in Massachusetts. I had a great idea today. You know what? With all this snow coming and there's another storm coming, and 2 days there's another storm coming, now's the time to play jokes on the atheists. They're just coming down from all of the Christmas holidays and cheer and the singing and the crosses. This would be a great time to make believe that Christmas is just starting. So why don't we go out caroling tonight in the blizzard? How many suicide gunshots did you count in your neighborhood after that tune was played? You know what else we got to do? You know how the ACLU defends Islam and the call to prayer, which is five times a day, and but it only lasts about 5 minutes every call. How about we counteract that with the rosary, which it takes forever? And we put our loudspeakers across the street from ACLU headquarters. In the meantime, we can do another Christmas tune.
Bells will be ringing. My baby's gone. I have no friend to wish me greetings once again. Choirs will be singing silent night. Oh, Christmas carols by candlelight. Come home for Christmas. Please come home for Christmas. If not for Christmas, then New Year's night. Friends and relations send salutations. Oh, sure, I've got some.
I'm sure that the ACLU and the Communist Southern Poverty Law Center and their sister ship is upset with this Christmas and prayer. So maybe we should change the venue. How about we pray for guns? Pray that the communists never take your guns away. Just praise the Lord and pass the ammunition, and we'll all stay free. I love religious songs like that, don't you? We're going to switch out now to a deep bass love song entitled People Will Say We're in Love.
Oh, won't you hear what I say? 'Cause you know I don't play. Now don't you throw those bouquets. My jokes too much because people say we're in love. Girl, listen to me now, don't sigh and gaze at me. Your sighs are so divine. Your eyes mustn't glow like mine.
Back to the 50s, that's the beginning of doo-wop. Doo-wop seems to have come from the spiritual side of the black community. And there are some good doo-wop songs. You could fall in love with a doo-wop song. Hang in there, and we'll give you another tune. In romance, man. When was the last time you saw a rapper with a violin? Okay, we're back. We're going live now. That was pre-recorded. I think the quality on the pre-recording is a little bit better. We're looking at the headlines, and the one that I'm going to is Walid Shubat's blog site, and he's got a video, which I don't think I want to watch. But here's the title, ISIS, the Savages Beheading 21 Coptic Christians. And then in a parenthesis, he has, and I saw the martyrs who were beheaded in the name of Jesus is being fulfilled. Now, you notice the martyrs of Islam are the ones that walk into supermarkets and blow themselves up. Those are the martyrs of Islam. The martyrs of Christ offer up their lives for Christ. And that's the difference from one religion to another. Don't give me the Crusades crap. Davy Crockett was not in the Crusades. We are 240 years old. We were out of the Crusades. But don't tell me that the Crusades weren't a just cause. As we predicted last week, that the 21 Coptic Christians have been beheaded. And now the gruesome details. A video just released by ISIS. Watch and see the price of persisting to remain Christian. Even under the blade, some were making their last prayers as the blade came to their neck, and they all cried in unison, Ya Rabbi Yazu, O my Lord Jesus. The caption by ISIS stated, these insisted to remain in unbelief. In other words, they were given the option to convert or die, and every one of them refused, even unto death. Oh man, there's going to be some bad news on this website tonight. They got another one on Bush and Iran-Contra. Okay. So let me see. This is the full argument. Oh, he's got the video up there. I don't think I want to see it. What can we find? Where can we find a faith like this but in the land of Egypt? Let's see. A message signed with blood. For the nation of the cross. And speculation as to the nation of the cross spans from Denmark, a flag with cross, to community of Christendom. Norway, Sweden, and Denmark all have crosses on their flag, as does Greece, who's going communist. This announcement came after the Denmark attacks yesterday. So it is not a reference to yesterday's attacks. Westerners, eccentric folks, care more about Charlie Hebdo's death, a liberal who mocked Christ, portraying the Virgin Mary giving birth to a pig, when all throughout the Middle East, the speculation is quite different and more accurate. That's a truer statement that has never been matched. Charlie Hebdo and their freedom of speech guys was anti-Christian, anti-Muslim, and what they did to the Prophet Muhammad, they got what they deserved. You cannot do that to religious people. They had a picture of the Prophet Muhammad being sodomized by another Muslim. You could see his testicles and you could see his penis. And that's what Charlie Hebdo didn't show you. And that's what infuriated the Muslims and got more converts to jihad. What they did to the Pope and the Blessed Mother is three times more offensive. He's talking about the Virgin Mary giving birth to a pig, but I saw one from Charlie Hebdo, and it's the Blessed Mother with her legs open giving birth to a dopey-looking kid. I saw one with the Pope holding up the most sacred host at the most sacred time of the Mass, and he's holding up a condom. And then I saw one where there was an old man being sodomized by a young man who was being sodomized by a triangle. And the caption said, Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, or Holy Spirit. So Charlie Hebdo and the freedom of speech farce, they had it coming. Sorry, that's the nature of the beast. You want to play with fire, you could get burned. So, let me see what he's saying here. When all throughout the Middle East, the speculation is quite different and more accurate. The beach and the waves shaped red. A reference to the blood was a clear message to the cops in Egypt, a people who are rarely cared for. And to Egypt, it is about the slaughter of the 21 Christian cops who were dragged to a Mediterranean beachfront. Too bad there weren't any American ships off the coast there, huh? With maybe an aircraft carrier with snipers on deck? Huh? What about 21 Christopher Kyles? Is that his name, Christopher? Kyles. I know it's Kyles. Okay. A people who are rarely cared for, and to Egypt it is about a slaughter of 21 Christian cops who were dragged to a Mediterranean beachfront in Libya, dressed in orange jumpsuits, while the shadow of death, the Muslim dressed in evil-looking back, the color of their flag, drags them to martyrdom. The picture shows from ISIS magazine Dabiq, a group of cops bowing on the beach, which can be linked to the image of the new promotional video issued by ISIS. It's going to be a day of reckoning for ISIS, man. It's going to be a day of reckoning. Now it all adds up. Exactly as we stated in three articles before, ISIS released this horrifying video. The phrase cross-nation, referred to in the message, raised our doubts about the fate of the 21 Coptic Egyptian kidnapped by a group of soldiers of the caliph. You know what's going to happen to that caliph? Boiled in oil, baby. Loyal to ISIS in Libya. Oh, you mean Libya? Is that the country that Obama invaded without authorization and he and Hillary Clinton gave it over to ISIS? And they were running guns out of there? Weren't they running guns out of there? Yeah. They were in over their heads. They've been in over their heads since the day they walked into the White House. And Hillary has always been in over her head. We rescued Christians have been monitoring the situation in Sirte, and the Coptic community is stranded there, and the cops who want to leave find it impossible since seven were killed previously trying to escape. The only route is through Tunisia, and the poor cops who are stuck there cannot afford it. We are trying our best to find a way and also send financial aid to their families. This is the worst kind of jihad. And you see all the mothers crying. All the mothers crying. All the poor people. And while the families who are anticipating the fate of their 21 sons in suffering is now realizing the full story, I am reminded of Christ descending on earth, which the Muslim executioner in the video referred to from his demonic teaching. Let me remind ISIS, we fear not your scimitar. You can take our lives, but you will never have our souls. The two places in Scripture I find Jesus landing to rescue folks is in Zechariah 14 and Isaiah 19. We all know that Zechariah 14 is about rescuing the Jews and converting them to him. But Isaiah 19 should shock some folks and get to ask, who and why is Christ coming for in Egypt? And then he's got in parentheses, and it will be a sign for the witness to the Lord of hosts in the land of Egypt. For they will cry to the Lord because of the oppressors, and he will send them a Savior and a mighty one, and he will deliver them. Isaiah 19:20. Here we have the mighty one is the Messiah who fights on the day of the Lord to fight the oppressors of his brethren. Here, see for yourself your brothers and sisters in Egypt, suffering from the oppressors and calling for Jesus to come down and save them. It is really sad, really sad. And what does the State Department do today? They got some wacko, communist wacko, a UN reject, and she says we got to give the Al-Qaeda jobs. And if they have jobs, they'll happily skip along. And leave us alone. And where do you find faith like this? Be encouraged and rejoice, O daughter of Egypt. Where do we see multitudes of Christians taking to the streets when there are 90% Muslim? And in the face of such a massive threat, the cop stands for Christ. Yet here in the West, we fear a handful of bickering Muslims. Prior to the release of this execution, the call on Christ to appear and rescue the 21 cops has become a typical occurrence in Egypt, since Egypt is mentioned in Scripture that upon one, and he does Isaiah 19 again, okay, have mercy, save us, you are our salvation. Kyrie eleison, that's Greek, Lord have mercy. O Lord of hosts, as they did the sign of the crucifix, declaring their faith publicly and to take the mark of God in the midst of a Muslim majority population yelling out, we are not a kafir, we are not heathens. And this is exactly what these cops are doing, calling on Jesus to save them. Unfortunately, unfortunately, it's an atheistic day. But not to those souls, because those souls are with the peaceful Christ. Terminate. And I say bring back the neutron bomb. when it's time to exterminate all of the mad Muslim dogs, they will go directly to Gehenna. And the angel Gabriel will dispatch them there. The Egyptian Coptics are increasingly being oppressed by the Muslim majority. Okay, so this is like a prayer here. See, Jehovah rides on a swift cloud and is coming to Egypt. One thing we got to remember about Egypt, they gave sanctuary to the Holy Family when King Herod opened up the first Democrat abortion clinic. Okay, so this is a long story here. Christ loves the cops. Now, there's something you should know, and you can verify, you can check this out. I'll give you some comments that were posted, and then I'll tell you about Mohammed's gift to the Coptic Christians. And the great United States, with its perfidious so-called president, does virtually nothing and stands for virtually nothing. He's one of the golden calf people. And the rest of them are in Hollywood. They melted down the golden calf and they gave it, they call it now the Oscars. They worship a god with no bippy and no hair. And it's called the god Oscar. Julie says, a country that condones the killing of unborn children, amen, Julie, is a country that will not have the moral fortitude to defend any defenseless people. Margaret Sanger won. And you know where she is. She's there with Ted Kennedy, boiler number three. Dee Zhang said, and we're worried about waterboarding and other enhanced interrogation techniques. All distractions by the communists, Dee. All distractions to take the eye off of the murders that they're committing, not only to the unborn, but to people all over the world. Just look what Clinton did in Uganda. Rwanda. Look what he did in Rwanda. He said that 850,000 Rwandans do not qualify to be classified as genocide. We have to wait until a million are dead. He never raised a finger. He's a can kicker, and Bush got all his cans. Obama is in over his head. What I worry about with Obama is the people that are using him. What are they going to do with him when he is no longer an asset, when he becomes a liability? The people that are using him, what are they going to do with him? Obama has allowed ISIS to grow, allowed Taliban to regain lost ground. You know how many Americans, they always blame Bush for going to Iraq, but nobody could guarantee our safety the night of 9/11. And all intelligence pointed to Saddam having weapons of mass destruction. If you remember the troops on that hotter day that we went in, and they were taking showers inside the chemical warfare rubber suits. Remember that? And they could hardly breathe in those suits. You think that if they thought there was no weapons of mass destruction, they would have put on those suits? Well, Bush fooled everybody. Yeah, Bush fooled everybody. Clinton fooled everybody. Clinton was too busy selling pardons to drug dealers and traitors and pocketing the money. Oh, we were poor when we left the White House. Yes, we only had two truckloads of goodies. Obama has allowed ISIS to grow, allowed Taliban to regain lost ground, allowed Putin to take over countries at will. Oh, Putin is probing, man. He's probing. And don't believe that crap about the people, the Ukrainians that are pro-Russian. Those are Russian troops. Those are Russian-trained troops. He has caused an immigration crisis, ruined our economy, and forced us to buy health insurance for drug addiction, for baby killing, for sex change operations. That's the insurance you're going to be paying for. $1,000 a pop to be transferred to another sex, plus $1,000 a pop for hormone injections. I am now, and you know what? It's been going on for years. out in California prisons. It's like one of the benefits. I am now forced to pay $500 a month for health insurance, and it was only $200 before Obamacare. My car insurance is only $25 a month from Insurance Panda, for comparison, a private company. You want to know something? Obama stole $500 billion from the American taxpayer and gave friends a job to create a website that he could have got from GoDaddy for $9.95 a month. And the money went to school chums of Michelle up in Canada. Didn't even spend the money in the USA. It's taking American tax dollars and sponsoring communism in Canada. People are so worried about terrorist rights, is sickening. It's a distraction. It's to keep, you know, if you ever notice on a beheading, the axeman always distracts you before he chops your head off. So he makes you look the other way. It is not for the U.S. or Obama to police the world. Now, here you go. This is a job for the U.N. forces. The U.N. forces, there's another article, they're raping women in Haiti. The U.N. forces let all those Rwandans die. The U.N. needs to be destroyed, just like Al-Qaeda. The U.N. is nothing but a front group for Islam and the communists. And I'm not even reading the rest because it's all communist propaganda on this one guy, Chaz UGC1. Yeah, the American working class gets ignored by the Republicans. Yeah, Republicans. Tea Party, Chaz. Join the Tea Party. Suck on a tea bag, boy. Julie LeBrick says, we're far behind most other nation in our health care policies. What did Bush do about it? Everybody's still blaming Bush. Yeah. Julie LeBrick. Navy Squid, Chaz, you're so... Here we go. A fighting man, the 1% that keeps Chaz alive. And Chaz will be killed by his own because he's too mouthy. Yeah. Never forget, the only safe man in the communist world is the head communist. Everybody else is liquidable. Chaz, you're so cureless in your devotion to Obama. You do not see the destruction he has brought upon our country. Yes, you said it all. Amen, Navy Squid. Those Obama Kool-Aid drinkers don't have a clue. They don't have a clue. No, they have an agenda. And the goal is to destroy the United States. They don't belong here. They probably got two passports. Johnny Rico says, yeah, I see a lot of people trying to find ignorance and religious extremism with more ignorance. Greed is the problem with our political system and therefore our health care. If we allowed competition, nothing like competition, man. Yes, another guy says, the competition is what the government has taken away. That's right. Everybody will be working for the government. There'll be no other jobs. Pay $150 a month for medical and dental insurance in Australia. And it's signed by Toothless and Frank Delta. Johnny Rico. If politicians didn't allow pharmaceutical companies in the healthcare industry to gouge Americans, yeah, the politicians, let me tell you, rule number one, you want your country back, is about six simple steps. You close the EPA, you close the IRA, one term per termite, and no benefits. It's like a vocation, like a priest. No lobbies. The only lobby is in a hotel. The maximum champagne contribution that any large company can buy a politician with is a dollar. And TV advertising for campaigns should be free. The airwaves belong to the American people. And when it's campaign time and election time, it should be free to any candidate. And here's Julie again saying, hello, Kelly. Newsflash, the government informed me that my insurance policy did not meet their requirements. Our insurance premiums nearly doubled after Obamacrap was in force. $500 billion to build a website that never worked. GoDaddy, $9.95 a month. And they give you support. Big increase on the group policy we have for our employees. As usual, my husband increased everybody's pay to cancel out their part of the increase. And the other part is we ate it. That's from Granmere. Granmere, nobody's giving you credit for it. They're giving the credit to Obama. It's money out of your pocket, and you'll never see, unless it's a real wise employee that you got working for you, you'll never see a thank you. As far as the employees are concerned, Obama got them that benefit. When the minimum wage goes up and you have to pay it, you never get credit for paying it. The government gets credit for making you cough up more money. And Julie says, and she's got a picture of Christ crucified. That's her logo. Our insurance premium for four people went from $8.75 a month to $13.25 a month for three people. Yeah, you know why there's three people? Because one had to go to cover the cost of the increase in the insurance. That's my guess. Stinks are to high heaven. We are insurance poor. My plan was found to be insufficient because it did not meet Obamacrap guidelines and had to be upgraded to suit them. Basically, we are paying premiums to cover people who won't get off their ass and work. The working population of the United States is getting smaller, and government employee payrolls are getting bigger. And eventually, we will reach a point when we will be like the communists of Russia. And you know what the communists of Russia say? We pretend to work, and they pretend to pay us. And Johnny says, I pay almost $400 a month, and I don't get any scripts to see any doctors. I'm going to go to the hospital because you never know what they're going to try to charge. I went to the ER, waited 3 hours, and they put me in a linen closet with no bed and charged me $4,700 to write me a prescription for a generic anti-inflammatory steroid. I came in with pains and they forced me to take a chest x-ray, even when it was obvious my chest was clear and not a problem. They couldn't give me a room but charged me for one anyway. In addition to every doctor that walked by, I was out in a half an hour. Part of the reason for the high price is because there is little oversight, and then legislation allows them to charge Medicare and Medicaid anything they want, and the population is getting older. Obama is trying to encourage the youth to sign up for the plans so they can have people pay into the system that are low risks for insurance companies. But then they only have a small open enrollment period to sign up. It's appalling that Congress can vote in one day to ensure that they will have the best health care free for life, but they refuse. One term per termite. They wouldn't get that benefit. One term per termite. I have a friend that says that's all they should be allowed is 4 years in office followed by 4 years in jail. Is there a reason why it's more expensive? Insurance companies are taking in more sick people. Okay, so they're not Democrats anymore. They're communists. The Democrat Party is now the Communist Party. The Rhino Party is now the Democrat Party. He's not a leader. He's a complete coward. He runs and hides. Yeah. What's it all about? Did you ever hear the song, What's It All About, Alfie? I wrote one for Obama. What's It All About, Golfie? Next show I'll do it. Next show. Okay. Let me see what else. And there's something you should know, especially if you're Catholic. When you're in Mass, I think all the churches have now prayer cards, and you can follow the prayer card with the priest. When you get to the creed of the Catholic Church, there's two creeds. There's one that I learned as a kid called the Apostles' Creed. And the other one is the Nicene Creed. It seems like the Nicene Creed is now favored over the Apostles' Creed. The Nicene Creed was created at the time of the Emperor Constantine in a town in Turkey called Nicaea. When the Muslims came to power and spread the Islamic religion over the known part of the world, that known part of the world, they gave the people of Nicaea an ultimatum: convert to Islam or die. And the people of Nicaea refused to convert to Islam, and they were all slaughtered. And their church, I believe, was turned into, and the town of Nicaea is no more. It's got a different name. It's got a Turkish name. The town of Nicaea, the church in Nicaea was turned into a stable for horses. And that is, so when you read that Nicene Creed, I think it goes back to the 3rd century. I might be wrong. Don't hold me to that. The 3rd century for Constantine, when they created the Nicene Creed. And when the Muslims took over, probably in the 7th or 8th century, they destroyed the entire population of Nicaea. And they turned their church into a stable for horses. So these people are not very generous. And when those poor Egyptians were lined up on the beach, I am sure they were promised if they converted that they would be spared. But I got a feeling that that's a tactic. And then once you convert, they kill you anyway. And I think that those Christians knew it. And if you look at those Christians, they were all guys about the same age. They're probably all buddies from one village. It's really sad. And when payback comes, and payback will come, and you don't have to be Catholic to believe in karma, payback will come. I just remember those little golf balls all exploding all around. Because that's how it's going to come. Unless they go to the neutron bomb. If they go to the neutron bomb, then everybody disappears. I got to do some research on the neutron bomb because I think it's the weapon of choice today. I think that the buildings stay intact and the people disappear. So having said that, let me jump and give you a tune. Oh, I got a good one. I'm going to play this one for 21 Coptic Christians.
See you.
God bless those true martyrs, those real martyrs, those innocents, holy innocents. I just saw somebody blog and he was blasting all of these left-wingers that interpret Islam, atheist left-wingers that are giving us the American, the secular version of Islam. None of them have ever been a Muslim. Yet they're experts on the Holy Quran. Unbelievable. You know, I asked after 9-1-1, what's going to be the magic number when we're going to settle all scores like the Godfather? And I said that 3,000 in New York is not the magic number. 10,000 is not the magic number because we're over 10,000 now. 4,700. Killed in action in Iraq, and we had to go to Iraq. Yeah, the communists will tell you we didn't have to go. Nobody could guarantee our safety. And the night of 9-1-1, everybody in liberal New York was crapping in their pants, and they were kissing the cops' ass for at least a week before they called the EPA to complain about DNA dust on their windowsill. Yeah. America's got Alzheimer's. It is sad. The magic number is 1,000,000. It's not even 100,000. If tomorrow Joey Jihadi set off a dirty nuke and wiped out New York City, Obama would cover it up, covering up the loss of 2,400 Americans in Afghanistan, by labeling them NATO troops to be identified later. That's how Obama sweeps his bodies under his body count under the rug, under the Persian rug. So if tomorrow New York was gone, they would just announce that that there are certain zip codes missing in the postal system. We're in trouble. We're in big trouble. We're at the hands of fools. Liberals will get us all killed. And they're not liberals anymore. They used to be liberals on the surface when they were under control. But now they're running amok. They are the ISIL. The Democrat Party is the Communist Party. They use all communist tactics. Assassination by lies, assassination by ridicule. They want to get rid of God. At their last convention, they voted God out, and then they lied about it. They said he can stay, but he was out. They vote to burn the flag. They call it freedom of speech. They kill 4,700 American babies a day and give their Social Security numbers to foreigners from communist nations and dictatorships. Easily controlled, and they siphon off 10% of the unknowns for prostitution and slavery. We're in trouble. We're in big trouble. And you'll know it, especially you military guys, when you're ordered to shoot your mother and father and you can't believe what you're hearing. And I know what you'll do when the time comes. And that's our only chance. Okay. So, I was going to tell you about the Prophet Muhammad. You know, the Coptic Christians of Egypt, when Muhammad was taking over the Middle East, they stood with Muhammad and supported him. Not the Muslim religion, but the political end of the Prophet Muhammad. And they stood with Muhammad against the Pope because they were Arabs united with other Arabs. And because they stood with Muhammad, they were allowed to practice their religion freely, and they were protected by the Prophet Muhammad. So all of these Muslims today that are killing Christians are violating the protection of the Prophet Muhammad. But everything is distorted today, right? Okay. There is a, Walid Shubat also says, Bush 41, Bush 43, cover-up of Iran-Contra and protection of Islamic terror states. And Jimmy from Brooklyn says, in Nicaragua, the Democrats supported the communists, and they tied Reagan's hands. He couldn't legally give funds to the opposition of the communists. And that's sad. And apparently Walid Shubat does not think too much of Bush. 41, 43, Jimmy Carter. American leaders have allowed stealth and jihadists, Al-Qaeda and ISIS to grow stronger. The truth about 911. Oh, speaking of 911. Muslims beheaded 3,000 Americans on 911. Never forget it. The truth about 911 and the fatally flawed post-911 strategy is not that it was an inside job, but that there was a cover-up of the truth about who was ultimately behind it. One of the many reasons why former and or current political leaders will not identify or fight the real threat to America is because they're severely compromised and consequently very weakened. I don't buy this radical Islam crap. Islam is one religion. The Quran is one book. There is no radical Islam. Jihadists are martyrs. Their shahadis go to paradise. And radical is not in the Arabic dictionary. There's no such word as radical. They were very weakened. They're more interested in protecting their own legacies, yeah, and kicking the can down the road protects legacies and hides than in honoring their oaths. State Department spokesman wonders why 17-year-olds join ISIS instead of trying to start a business. In my book, The Spirit of America Party, I have a guy who applies for a city job. He's a Muslim. And he came from Afghanistan. And they asked him what he did there. And he said he worked in a pharmacy. And they said, well, why did you leave? He says, because when your hands turn red, you have to go. So they asked him, what would you like to do? He says, I'd like to get a job in the Brooklyn Battery Tunnel. And they said, are you willing to collect tolls? He says, I'm willing to pay the tolls to get the job. Yeah. And then they asked him, did he speak Spanish? And he said, no. And they turned him down for the job. Oh, Mary. Sweet Mary. Tweet shows ISIS made up of foot soldiers for the Muslim Brotherhood and Turkey. Viagra and kinky underwear on booty list of ISIS fighters. That's why the 17-year-olds are joining. Okay. What are we going to play for you? We'll do a little doo-wop from the Del Vikings. No. Instead, we're going to do a real American toe tapping song.
What good is music? What good is melody if it ain't possessing something sweet? It ain't the music, it ain't the melody. There's something else that makes that tune complete. It don't mean a thing if it ain't got that swing. I do what, 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 do what. It don't mean a thing, all you gotta do is sing. I do what, 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 do what. Makes no difference if it's sweet or hard. You just give that rhythm everything you've got. Well, it don't mean a thing if it ain't got that swing. I do what, 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 do what. You just get that rhythm, everything you've got. Well, it don't mean a thing if it ain't got that swing. I do what, 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 do what. I do what, 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 do what. It don't mean a thing if it ain't got that swing.
Report is out, says the UN is raping women and children in Haiti. I'll read you a little part of it. According to the report, when UN peacekeepers are not partying and enjoying themselves at the beach, partly at U.S. taxpayer expense, many of them are sexually exploiting children, trafficking drugs, hiring prostitutes, and more. For less than $5, the Sri Lankan soldiers exploited the very population they were sent to safeguard, wrote Kathy Claridge. They conveniently disregarded the trampled condition of the fence surrounding their military base so that Haitian boys and girls could crawl under and over it, which they did with great frequency. In their wake, they left behind condoms, which were noted by UN investigators. When they finally cracked down on the security breach and flagrant violation of UN policy. The UN, of course, knew full well what its peace troops were engaged in over the years. Rotating peacekeepers from Sri Lanka gave the new recruits the SIM cards that held the names and numbers of those willing to engage in sex, including boys and girls just entering their teens. Often they met at the UN military base. Other times they raped the children in UN vehicles, with fellow UN soldiers keeping a lookout from the UN's observation tower, according to a UN investigator. Transactional sex with peacekeepers isn't new, nor is sexual exploitation and abuse. SEA in UN jargon, Claridge reported, the first widespread exposure of the practice, including exploitation of children, pornography, trafficking, and sexual assault, occurred in the early 90s. Then there was sex trafficking in Bosnia, Herzegovina, and Kosovo. Over the decades, the New American, that's the article, that's the news letter. And other sources have documented myriad abuses and horrors. Murder, mass rape, pedophilia, human trafficking. There's human trafficking again. I believe slavery is bigger today in the USA than it's ever been. Systematic sexual exploitation of children, deadly attacks on protesters, and now by UN forces around the world. The report also highlights the grotesque sexual abuse of a mentally handicapped young boy, starting when he was just 8 years old and lasting for 5 years, by UN troops from Pakistan. When it was reported to the Pakistani UN commander, rather than reporting it to the UN mission, the commander decided to handle it himself. Apparently, the UN officer was hoping the case would disappear since he was also abusing the boy. The UN force also reportedly hired a kidnapper to hide their victim from investigators. Even more shockingly, though hardly uncommon when it comes to horrors and brutal crimes committed by UN troops, the entire case was largely swept under the rug. The victim and his family, for example, were left uncompensated. Meanwhile, the UN troops and officers involved in abusing the mentally handicapped child were sent home rather than being forced to take a public court-martial in Haiti. All with the connivance of senior UN officials, reportedly including the Secretary General for Peacekeeping Operations. Another Haitian boy was raped by UN troops on video camera in an incident that sparked a global outcry. When it comes to the UN brutality unleashed against the people of Haiti, the Democratic Republic of Congo, Liberia, and South Sudan, Clarich and others suggested there was a racial element to it all. She also pointed out the obvious. Victims of UN crimes faced with a heavily armed occupying force are highly unlikely to report the abuses to the very entity that hired the abusers. In other words, the seemingly never-ending array of ghoulish crimes that have come to light so far almost certainly represent a tiny fraction of the horrors taking place every day in UN-occupied nations. Even mission investigators cited in the report noted that official numbers mask what appears to be a significant amount of underreporting. The report highlights the case of one American whistleblower and former police officer who tried in vain to expose and stop the abuses perpetrated by UN troops and police in Haiti. Working for a U.S. government contractor in Haiti, the American identified only as a 38-year-old was told by Haitian refugees living in a camp that UN police were taking advantage of women there. Apparently, a UN police supervisor was also involved in sexually abusing civilians. Less than a month later, the same whistleblower learned of a brutal assault on a cleaning woman by a UN soldier from Bangladesh, including of dealing with the crime spree and punishing the perpetrators. UN officials, including the very people involved in terrorizing and raping Haitians, demonized her. Eventually, she was fired. Explosive report headlined United Nations in Haiti's Where Protectors Turn Predators, details a systematic series of abuses and cover-ups, with the UN's responses to them, or lack thereof. It was produced by a journalist, author, and Haiti expert, Clarich, with the 100 Reporters Investigative News Group. The investigation, which sheds light on the little-known happenings under UN occupation, have now been published in multimedia outlets. Was supported by the International Anti-Corruption Conference Global Game Changers Initiative. The report also references other UN military horrors as well. For example, widespread exploitation of children by UN troops in Cambodia that was dismissed as boys will be boys. Terrible, man. Wait till it happens here. Wait till you go to the police and say your daughter has been taken by a Muslim and raped, and they laugh at you. Oh, that'll never happen here. This is the United States of America. We're the land of the freaks and the home of the broke. Is it any wonder that we're still a country?
Is it any wonder that I've fallen for you? You're the spell I'm under, and I'm helpless, it's true. Is it any wonder why my skies are so blue when I search the
That's our show for tonight. Say a little prayer for all those Yazidi people, Coptic Christians, all the people who are oppressed all over the world. And there's people that are oppressed in here in this country too. You haven't learned about it yet, and neither have I. But it's all going to come out one day. It's going to come out in the wash. Have a nice night, folks. And don't forget, Tea Party. Go Christian.